This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization reports the number of new infections of coronavirus appears to be on the decline in China while the disease is spreading more rapidly around the globe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of concern, but he notes the virus can be contained if all nations take the right measures.
There does not appear to be widespread community transmission. In Guangdong, scientists tested more than 320,000 samples from the community, and only 0.14% were positive for COVID-19. That suggested that containment is possible.
Tedros says that COVID-19 does have pandemic potential, but there is still time to prevent the country epidemics from developing into a global pandemic. As President Trump urges calm over a potential virus outbreak in the United States, Democrats are wondering whether his administration is ready to handle what comes next. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president yesterday tried to minimize fears of an outbreak.
I don't think it's inevitable.
Even as health officials warned infections are coming. Shortly after, the government announced one in California, apparently unconnected to overseas travel or contact with another patient. New Jersey's Bill Pascrell is among Democrats questioning whether the administration's up to the task.
I don't see a plan to manage the risk.
The president yesterday blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for echoing those doubts.
I think Speaker Pelosi's incompetent.
This morning, she called for a bipartisan response to the virus.
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name-calling.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.